The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We got an app for your phones. We've got a website, newsradio923.com. We post everything as a podcast. So if you miss anything during the show, you can go back there and catch up. Hopefully your HVAC is not going to back down because it's getting to be that time of year. And I have Climatech of Professional Air in the studio, Travis Thompson, joining me every Thursday or every other Thursday, I guess. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's great to see you. I noticed it driving in this morning. You know, I had to, you know, roll. I don't have an AC in my car or in my truck, but I rolled the windows down because it was getting a little sticky. It's getting a little humid out there.
Muggy.
Yeah, it's that time. So for people who don't maybe listen to the show a lot, because we talk about this quite a bit with a lot of our guests here, and that's just one of the problems that we have in living in this beautiful place is there's a little bit of humidity.
That's it.
So what are the risks? What are the dangers? Why do we have to worry about our especially our indoor air quality and humidity?
Well, the biggest one people notice is just comfort, you know, and I say notice, it actually goes unnoticed. Most people don't realize humidity makes you feel more uncomfortable really than the temperature does, because you can have a temperature in the upper 70s. And we've had some of those days before this kind of muggy spot got here where even in the upper 70s, if you walked in the shade, it was almost cool. It felt really good. It felt crisp on your skin.
Yeah.
If you can control the humidity in your house that way, you can be much more comfortable at a higher temperature than you are at, say, 72 with a higher humidity. It's something that we see quite a bit. The variable speed systems can do a really good job at controlling humidity. And we actually have, when we call in complaints, we laugh about it because people will call in and say, my thermostat's not right. So, what do you mean? So, well, I've got it down on 72, but it's freezing in here. So we'll turn it up to 75.
Well, yeah.
You know, kind of laugh about
it. That's
kind
of good, right?
And it really is what happens is the same 72 they were used to with their old system, now they want 72 because it's just mentally they need to be comfortable at 72.
Right.
But once that humidity drops from those upper 50 numbers down into those upper 40 numbers or even mid-40s, it's cold and it feels really comfortable. And that's what we were talking about before the show started again, sleep comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people, you don't necessarily wake up hot. You wake up sticky.
Yeah.
It's not that hot. It's sticky. And if you wake up sticky, it's hard to get back to sleep. I hate that feeling.
Yeah, I know. So I immediately want to take a shower and wash the sheets.
Yeah, exactly. It feels nasty.
Yeah.
So that's something that makes a big difference in your sleep comfort, which is your health, you know, the indoor air quality of the house. We're not growing mold. There's a ton of things that come from just controlling humidity. And we always think of air conditioning as a temperature control. It is a temperature control, but it's also a humidity control. Now with these systems we have, we're not just taking a stab at the humidity. We can actually control the humidity like we want to and do what we need to do. That way we feel much better at a warmer temperature. And if you want the cooler temperature, it's still there for you, but you'll find that you really don't need it.
So are you saying that the humidity solution is built into the HVAC systems?
That's correct.
How does that work? Is it, 'cause I know they're standalone units.
They are, but because they are variable speed units, which is something that's relatively new to the industry, it's been around for many years now, but they're still, it was the new technology that's coming in. But our variable speed products are literally that. They can literally vary the speed of the equipment. And what you find is, like, for example, we're waking up right now and it's in the mid 70s outside when we wake up, but the humidity's 100%. Your car's soaking wet.
Right.
What these variable speed units can do is they see that, okay, the temperature in the house is okay, but the humidity's not. So they can literally slow down the fan speed, slow down the compressor speed. So we're doing almost nothing to lower the temperature in the house, but we're raining humidity out of the house. The coil's getting really wet. We're just draining humidity out. And that way we can actually bring the humidity down much quicker than the temperature comes down, which is something that a standard unit can't do. It has to run at max speed or be off. Gotcha. So by doing that, we can get better filtration in our air and take the humidity down to where we want it. And it's just a much more comfortable system. And in doing that, it's using very little energy. So it's a win-win-win.
Right. 437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, if you just think that maybe something's up with your HVAC system, if you just feel uncomfortable in your house, even though you don't want to crank your thermostat down any colder, give us a call or send us a text, 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. I've got Travis Thompson in the studio from Climatech of Professional Air, talking about humidity and our indoor air quality. These variable speed systems sound great. I know that if you have an HVAC system that's already, installed, you can add units to that, right, to create this effect?
Well, if your units, you can't do it. The system is a system in and of itself. Mm. So you do have to have the whole system inside out, because right. they do communicate with each other to okay. do what they need to do. But it is something that if you say you did have a new system and it's not doing what it should, there are service things that you can do to better that system at humidity removal. And we find that overlooked quite a bit too. A lot of systems are put in, get them running, they're gone. Those systems can have some settings done to them that can actually affect the amount of humidity it removes. Oh. When you get an HVAC system, they actually come with a rating of how much sensible heat they remove and latent heat they remove. Well, sensible heat is the temperature, which we talk about that we see on our thermostats, whereas latent heat is the amount of moisture in the air. We don't really see that number on our thermostats, but that's what we feel when we feel sticky.
Latent heat.
And okay. there's a split there. So let's just say you've got, 20% latent capacity in that system, the rest of it's sensible. But you can adjust airflow settings and actually change that ratio. So if you've got a house that the temperature, it'll do what I want it to temperature-wise, but the humidity is always high, you may be able to make some adjustments in that setting and actually get better humidity removal out of a system if you've just had one put in.
Very nice. Well, you need to call the experts at Climatech of Professional Air, 850-857-4700. You've heard the jingle. Now we're going to start seeing commercials.
I saw the commercial for the first time ever here when I walked in. That was kind of wild.
That was a great moment.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, you're going to see it everywhere. Climatech of Professional Air. I got Travis Thompson in the studio, 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. You mentioned earlier, you kind of said it quickly in the conversation. You're like, maybe sometimes we get used to a number on our thermostat. We get used to a feeling, and we just kind of go along with it, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm guilty of doing that for a while. But what are some of the signs, if you're not actively looking, what are some of the signs that if you notice that that will tell you, that you're having a problem with your HVAC, that you need to address something?
Temperature swings is one of them that I notice a lot. Like if you're in a house where it starts to feel cool and comfortable, and then all of a sudden it feels like it changes quickly.
Right.
And then because what happens, that AC turning on and off actually will do just that. As long as the air is moving across your skin, you feel kind of good. You feel kind of cool. And as soon as it quits blowing, it's it's a little sticky. So that's one indication. The easiest one is sleep. I mean, if you're waking up and sticky and you're having issues with being hot when you sleep, your partner may be freezing to death while one of you is burning up. That's one that I personally went through that one. That's one that's typically a humidity problem.
Right.
Things like that. Of course, mold growing is definitely a big red flag there. If you've got any spots in the house, doesn't get a lot of airflow, and you find a little mold on spots, that's something you need to address as well. But those are probably the ones without looking at your humidity. Those are the ones that you'd probably notice right off the bat.
Condensation on the windows.
Yeah, that's sometimes. It usually has to be really out of hand for that to be a problem. Now, you'll see condensation on the outside of glass. That's not anything to worry about. Right. That's just where we live. But if it's on the inside, that's definitely a humidity sign that you've got problems. Right. So,
especially if it's puddling up and ruining the windowsill paint and stuff.
For sure. Yeah. That's something you should not see. Now, that should be only something you see in the cool weather, not never in the heating or the cooling season. But yes, if you've got that problem in the winter, that's still something you need to address, because it can ruin your house.
Yeah. And it's getting hot out there, so service calls, I'm sure they're going up. People are starting to think about this now.
They are. They're thinking about it, and if it's out, it's not a when you can get to it kind of thing.
Right.
We need you now, please, because it's uncomfortable miserable.
Now. Yes.
Yes.
Well, speaking of being comfortable, let's talk about that Climatech comfort system.
Yeah.
The all-inclusive with the warranty and the 10-year. Let's talk about that because this is great. If you don't know about this, go check them out on Facebook, Climatech Pro Air, and go to climatechproair.com and check out this package. Let's talk about this real quick because this is really exclusive, and I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. They're systems that we can install the entire the entire package. So not just the variable speed system, but the air purification devices that are available that we believe in, we love, that give you a true clean house inside and out. The duct system, you know, to put in a metal duct system that flows air the way it should.
Yes.
The metal duct system's going to be there forever, you know, not going to get tore up. It's not going to have mold grow in it. It's not going to have dust stick to it. Those kind of things.
Easy to clean.
Everything being the best you could do. Mm-hmm. And those systems, whether you choose all of that system or part of it, the financing option on those systems is longer than it is on the less expensive systems. So what we find a lot of times is that the payments are almost the same. The 10-year payments also come with 10 years of full coverage. So you've got 10 full years of warranty. Everything's covered for the 10 years. You don't have anything to come out of pocket for. And the energy bills can come down in some cases as much as the payment is going to be on the equipment. And I've seen
that,
it even be more than the system itself. So, yeah, I think we talked about last time I was here, we had a guy in the wintertime see a $600 power bill on an old electric furnace, and we put in a heat pump, and he went to $150.
Wow.
I mean, you talk about paying for a system quick.
Wow.
He told me after that he actually had some kind of notification where his property value went up. I don't know all the ins and outs of that. But,
yeah,
it's just something that we see a lot of times. People have had systems for a really long time. They don't realize how much energy they've really started using.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do change them out, it's a drastic drop in your utility cost. And utilities are something that's never going to go down. You know, they're going to go up more.
Mm-hmm.
So the less you use, the better off you are. I was having this conversation with my father-in-law this weekend. And, you know, it's just something that anything you do to invest in lowering your utility usage is just smart money, because you're going to see that come back more and more and more as those rates go up.
And with our indoor air quality concerns here in this area, I would invest in my HVAC first.
I
would get this comfort system. And the 10-year payment plan with the coverage for maintenance and service, that to me is gold, because I moved into a new house a few years back up in Nashville. And we signed everything, and we had all the warranties in place. And then right after that 1-year warranty on our HVAC system, a compressor went out, and we had no air on July 4th.
Ooh.
And we couldn't get a service, man, on July 4th. So we baked. I mean, we were right in the sun, too. There were no trees in that new neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it made me think, man, I wish I had some kind of plan in place. Because you see them advertised on TV, and they're really, really expensive, and it has nothing to do with the system. It's just an extra service on top of whatever system you might have. I would rather go with Climatech and get everything installed by you guys. You guys know what's in there. You can tweak it whenever you want to. And for 10 years, I don't have to worry, because I had to come out of pocket almost $1,000.
Yeah.
And the warranty, to fix everything.
The warranty itself is to repair it as it should be, as opposed to, we get a lot of calls about home warranty stuff. And home warranty stuff, I can't speak about the whole thing because I don't know how the other parts of it work. But from the HVAC standpoint, let's say you've got a 25-year-old unit. It's time to do something different. If your, whatever, coil goes out, they're only going to give you enough to replace that coil. Well, you don't replace a coil on a 20-year-old system. That's just not smart.
Yeah.
So those are the things that we run into quite a bit. And then they, a lot of times, want to dictate what service companies can and can't work for you. And, of course, they're going to want to get the lowest they can to save themselves money. And it just, a lot of times, it works out to be a bad situation for everybody on the HVAC standpoint.
Yeah.
So this warranty is going to cover you to do it the right way with the right parts, with the OEM stuff, get it back the way it should be, and keep it that way.
You don't put shiny new rims on an old Pinto.
That's right.
You just get a new car. I had a text in from a listener, 437-1620, joined the conversation. They want to know, do you install metal ductwork with your systems, and can you explain a little bit what the advantages might be of that? Because we talk about that a lot
on
the show.
Yes, and we can install either. You know, the metal duct is by far the best.
Yeah. If you can go metal, go metal.
Yeah,
please.
The metal duct system, you know, I don't know really the best way to describe it. Maybe wood floors versus carpet is a good way to look at it. Because
yes,
the interior, the interior of that duct system is metal. It is a slick, smooth surface with nothing to stick, nothing to grow, no place for it. Whereas fiberglass, again, it's been made for years, been using it forever, but it has that carpet type effect to it. Anything that comes in there can stick. There are places, it's a dark place. If we keep moisture in there, things can grow.
Right.
So it's just a better overall product. Fiberglass is also something that after years in an attic, people up and down doing electrical work, whatever they might do, it gets crushed, it gets bumped, it gets holes in it. We see a lot of time rodents eat through it, things of that nature. Whereas the metal duct, that stuff you don't have to worry about. So just much better. And then the airflow, same thing. Wood floor versus carpet. The air is going to flow a lot better and smoother in a smooth surface. And then most of the time we see the ducts not sized properly. So obviously whether we do fiberglass or metal, it would be sized properly to get you flow through the house like it should be so that all the rooms are heated and cooled evenly and they're kind of the same temperature. You don't have those big swings.
On some of the older builds here in our area, some of the older construction, is it difficult to get those metal ducts through there?
Sometimes it is. Well, and fiberglass, same. I mean, the room is really about the same for either one. The biggest really difficult time we have is two-story houses because a lot of times the duct systems are built into the floor system.
Oh.
And in that case, you're kind of got what you got.
Wow, okay.
So that's kind of the hardest scenario right there. Mm. The rest of it, if the attic's got room, we could do either one.
Mm. Commercial. Do you do commercial?
We do. Small business? We do quite a bit of commercial, actually.
All right.
I really like trying to help businesses save money because you think utility costs are bad at home.
Oh,
you ought to see some
try
of these.
A warehouse.
Ooh, man, it can get up there.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. Matter of fact, we're right now, we just got a contract with a surgical center that we're going to be doing that really hasn't had control of their equipment. So that equipment runs when it doesn't need to. The humidity in the building's been a big problem because in a commercial building, you got a lot of other things going on and all of it kind of has to know what's happening in other places. So the whole building works like it should. Mm-hmm. We just looked at a rec center down toward Navarre that we're going to be doing an estimate for that kind of the same thing. They've got rooms that this place in particular has got exercise rooms mixed with offices on the same AC system.
That's
not a good mix. Mm-hmm. And there's an old zone system in it that doesn't work right anymore, but there are options out there, much like the mini split options we use residentially, that will actually allow them to, say, even heat an office space while they're air conditioning an exercise room and do it at a fraction of the cost of the electricity. So very, very efficient system. So, yeah, any of that stuff, you know, if you've got commercial stuff that you're wanting to look at, whether it's just replacement or you're looking for a new design or something like that, we've got engineers we work closely with to do that stuff with us and really enjoy that part of what I do. That I really love that. I could go on forever, but everybody get bored to tears.
I immediately like came up with a scenario. The other day I was in the shop getting my oil changed, and I noticed there's a waiting room that was frigid. I mean, it was super cold, felt good. But they kept opening the door, you know, in and out, going into the warehouse. And then, you know, where they're working on the vehicles, that's pretty much just open air.
Yep.
But they still had, you know, like it still felt good everywhere. So that's got to be a challenge.
It is. It is a lot. And doors opening and closing is one thing. But extra people, you know, you actually got to be pretty concerned with oxygen levels and things like that in commercial. So it's a different animal. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it, but it's a little bit different. But we definitely do that, and we've got crews that are pretty much dedicated just to our commercial division, new installs and things like that.
Give them a call, 850-857-4700. Look them up on Facebook, Climatech Pro Air, or find them online, climatechproair.com. I've got Travis Thompson in the studio this morning, 437-1620. Let us know if you have questions, comments. Man, I had my coffee this morning. I had a five shot. I added an extra shot of espresso. So I think you can probably tell. I'm just like, I'm ready to just fly away. I'm like, yes. I'm so happy right now. When you limit your caffeine and then all of a sudden you're just like, heck with it, and you just boof.
I've heard that, but I've just never got to the limit the caffeine part.
I'm like Robin Williams over here on the Johnny Carson show. Travis Thompson's in the studio. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. This new refrigerant, we've been talking about this for a while because My dad talks about it a lot because he used to have to do Freon work all the time. Yep. But there's something else coming out to replace that, right?
There is. It looks like the industry may actually split this time into two different ones. They're very similar, really, you know, to the homeowner. I don't think they'll really notice the difference other than from a service standpoint, we'll have to carry two of them. Because a lot of the manufacturers are headed one direction and the others are another. That, like I said, the two refrigerants are very similar. But there's a lot of concern. You know, we've heard from people about it has flammable capabilities to it.
The new refrigerant does.
Correct. And I say it that way because it's not something that you have to worry about exploding or anything of that nature.
Okay.
They've even done studies. We watched some videos on it of how slow burning this fuel actually is. If it were to reach the perfect situation, it's kind of like if you've ever seen alcohol burn where you can watch the flame move across the table.
It's
kind of like that. It's a slow burning process,
not
and
so much combustible.
I don't think anybody's got to be that concerned about that. However, what you would want to consider is if you have an older system, just know that it's coming, because the refrigerant we're using now, that price is going to increase. Usually when we see this happen, it goes nuts through the roof, like triple, quadruple. It goes crazy. So that's going to probably happen. So just know if you've got a system you've been adding a little Freon to, that your next bill on that could get ugly.
Charge it up now.
Yep. Know that's there. And then, you know, don't be scared of the new stuff. You know, when it does come out, everything's been tested and it's not going to be anything to be scared of. It just will be something that we'll be switching. And then the old systems repairs will get more and more and more expensive on those, like it did the old 22 stuff when we got away from that. So just something that's coming, nothing to be scared about, just something to be knowledgeable of. If it does come time and you have a failure, it's something to think about.
Is the switch due to environmental reasons?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. But some people are still allowed to use it for, I guess, a period of time.
Yeah, I mean, they're still going to be able to make 410. The way they do it, they wean off the amount of 410 they can produce.
Gotcha.
And bring into the country. So that's why the price starts going up and up and up, because the availability goes down and down and down. They basically choke it out. That way, you know, we have to abide by the laws.
Yeah. All right, consultations. How much do those cost to get your crew out there to look at your house?
Nothing. If you're just wanting a consultation and you're wanting to talk about stuff we're talking about here on the show, give us a call. We can come out and talk to you, whether it's duct problems, new systems, whatever. Don't charge for those at all.
Hot or cold rooms, moisture in the house, just let us know. 857-4700 for Climatech of Professional Air. Look them up on Facebook, Climatech Pro Air, or find them online, climatechproair.com. Travis Thompson, thank you so much. Always good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, because it's getting busy. It's getting hot out there. climatechproair.com. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. Right,
dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.